The university decided that it would move forward and seek to reopen the protective order, arguing that it was misled about Mr. Schneer's employment status and that the statements in the press by ATI representatives showed an intent to violate the terms of the protective order. In November 2011, over ATI's opposition, the court granted Dr. Mann's petition to intervene as a respondent aligned with the university and granted the university's motion to expunge the protective order. In December of that year, 2011, the three parties, the university, Dr. Mann, and ATI, agreed